Well, Jeff, you...
Hey, how are you?
I don't want to steal the first question.
Fire away.
What was going right for this, for the 500?
Oh, you know, we had a really great group. I mean, Olin played very well. Michael played well. I mean, he didn't maybe score as well as he was hoping, but he played well. And we both, all three of us, you know, drove the ball in the fairway. I think that was the key to the day. I mean, it's a second-shot course for certain, putting it in the right spots on the greens, but you can't do that if you don't drive it in the fairway. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you've got to drive it in the short grass, and then you have to really be very strategic in where you want to put the ball in the greens and aim to spots versus aiming at the pin sometimes. Give yourself, you know, chances where you can actually make a putt. And we all did that today, and I did that very well. I had one three-putt where I left it way short, drove in the rough, left it way short on the 11th hole, and three-putted from about 60 feet. But other than that, you know, it was just a lot of good shots and some good putts.
Conditions were right, though.
Well, they're perfect. I mean, if there was any breeze blowing at all, it was, you know, hard to tell where it was coming from. I mean, there was a little bit, I suppose, but, you know, but overcast, you know, kind of muggy, you know, the greens were holding. The grass was growing. They certainly slowed down. I mean, the greens were a lot slower than they were even yesterday, I thought. You know, I had a little bit difficulty with some of the speed of the uphill putts. But you know, it was perfect for scoring.
It was one under par round here in 01 in the first round.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange, Vinny, that an open with kind of green light opportunities.
Well, I'm sure that there's... if it was me setting up this golf course, I'd be scared to death about getting things, you know, too fast. Yeah. If they get too fast, it's going to be really difficult. And so, if anything, you err on the side of, I'd rather have guys shoot low than that guys not be able to finish. So,
the greens are manageable.
But they're manageable, and you know, I would think that if they can manage them with the weather, they probably would want to firm them up just a little bit. Maybe get them just a slight bit faster. It just seemed like the conditions for growing grass today was so good that the greens really slowed down as the day went on.
You had that great run at U.S. Opens playing in the last group. Mm-hmm. What would it mean to win a USGA title?
Yeah, I've never won a USGA event of any kind. Of course, it would mean a great deal to me. I mean, this has always been my goal in life. If I could win any one tournament, it would be the U.S. Open. You know, so I didn't quite get there when I was younger. You know, don't know if I get there when I'm older either. But you know, but I sure like the effort, the trying. Yeah, I sure like the you know, setting that goal and trying to shoot for it. You know, it takes four good days of golf. I've come close a couple times in the Senior Open and came up a little bit short. You know, played very well, and the 1 year Roger Chapman played amazing and kind of just he just took it from everybody. You know, so you have to tip your hat to guys like that when they do that.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.